It turns out the targeted killing of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh was even more daring than we thought. According to an investigation by the New York Times, Haniyeh was assassinated by an explosive device covertly smuggled into the Tehran guesthouse where he was staying. The bomb had been hidden approximately 2 months ago in the guesthouse, which is run and protected by the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps and is part of a large fortress-like compound, known as Nishat. In other words, Haniyeh, who had stayed at the guesthouse several times when visiting Tehran, probably felt very safe. Israel didn't just assassinate Haniyeh, it terrorized him. It snuck up on him when he least expected it. His entourage today must be spooked. Every enemy of Israel, in fact, must now be spooked, including the terrorists in Lebanon who saw Israel take down the number two man in Hezbollah, Fouad Shukr, in his hideaway in Beirut. Consider the value of terrorizing your enemies with the value of fighting a conventional war. Israel has been fighting that war in Gaza for more than 9 months. It's Israel's longest war. The IDF has fought ferociously and has severely downgraded Hamas. And yet, after so many lives lost on both sides and so much devastation, it's worth asking, is anyone spooked? With a relentless war of attrition that seems to have no end in sight, is anyone more afraid of Israel? With Israel more isolated internationally than ever, and hostages still languishing in Gaza, and Hamas terrorists entrenched in miles of tunnels and hiding behind civilians, is Israel anywhere close to claiming a victory over Hamas, let alone the total victory Netanyahu has promised? Let's go back to that scene right out of Fauda, or Tehran, when Israel operatives managed to smuggle an explosive device into a highly guarded compound in the heart of Iran, Israel's number one enemy. They took out one terrorist and one bodyguard. No one else died. Israel kept its mouth shut. There were no PowerPoint presentations making Israel's case, or interviews on CNN explaining away collateral damage. That's how you spook your enemy. You speak silently and carry a wicked stick. You don't fight them, you terrorize them. You give them a taste of their own medicine. Part of me wishes that Israel would have launched a targeted killing campaign on October 8th and called it Operation Forever Spook. I'm not saying a ground attack was not necessary. I'm saying it could have been supplemented by an aggressive campaign to take down big fish like Haniyeh and Shukr. As military analyst Seth Frantzman writes in J-Post, Haniyeh's loss is a major blow because Hamas will have a hard time finding a well-known, popular leader who also has experience in the region and can be the one to craft Hamas's return to power. The higher you go in your targeting, the more mileage you get. It's the ones at the top who must be the most spooked. An enemy who's terrified of you is less likely to start wars, which means thousands of lives saved on both sides. That's the kind of enemy you want. Yes, it's important to disarm terror groups and downgrade their capabilities. But it's even more important to spook those who give the orders so they'll be terrified to use those weapons. That's how you survive in the jungle and save lives in the process. You terrorize the terrorists.